afternoon. Double Cross Organization, Judith speaking. What can I do for you?
Good afternoon. I saw your advertisement in this afternoon's newspaper, which said that you were looking for door-to-door salesmen for household goods. I feel that I would be particularly suitable in this position, as I enjoy meeting people face-to-face and knocking on their doors. I also enjoy...
Sorry to interrupt you, sir, but I'm afraid you'll need to talk to our Mr. Kahn.
But I'd rather talk to you. I like talking to attractive young ladies.
You'll have to wait for Mr. Kahn, I'm afraid. He's interviewing another applicant for the post at the moment.
Tell me then, Mr. Dog, what were your reasons for applying for this job? What was it that particularly interested you? Was it the product, perhaps? Or had you already heard of the Double Cross Organization?
No, I'm sorry.
Well, what was it then that made you pick up your pen and write to us?
I'm sorry, sir. I wrote the application with a pencil, actually. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. Let's change the subject. How would you go about selling our products if you were offered the position? Imagine I'm a housewife. Okay, I'm at home, listening to the radio or whatever, and you come around and knock on my front door. What would you say to me? I mean, imagine I've just opened the door, okay? Well, would you just leave me standing at the doorstep or what? What would you say, for heaven's sake?
I imagine I'd try to sell you something.
Okay, that's a start. But what would you actually say?
Help. I don't know, sir. My mind's gone blank. I'd think of something, though. I would. Please believe me, I would.
I think we'd better leave it at that, Mr. Dog. Thank you very much for your application. Judith, would you please show Mr. Dog out?
Honestly, Mr. Kahn, my mind went blank, that's all. It could have happened to anyone. It doesn't often happen to me. Well, not that often. I'm sorry. I really am.
Thank you, Mr. Dog.
You didn't bring a coat, did you? Bye-bye.
Mother of God, I just don't believe it. How much did we pay the newspaper to advertise this job?
$95, Mr. Kahn.
$95? It wasn't worth 95 cents. Every single person who has come here today has been an absolutely hopeless loser. I don't know. Are there any applicants left now, or is that the lot?
There's just one gentleman waiting, Mr. Kahn.
Ah, well, he can't be any worse than the rest of them. What's his name?
Mr. Berry, sir. Mr. John Berry.
Okay, show Mr. Berry in then, Judith.
Certainly, Mr. Kahn.
If you'd like to go in, Mr. Berry, Mr. Kahn will do now.